This is Nightmare in Wisconsin.
The trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Accusations of first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, mutilation, dismemberment, and necrophilia.
We bring you raw, unfiltered courtroom audio from the trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Nightmare in Wisconsin.
Okay. Mr. Fralick.
Thank you, Your Honor. I know that the state intends to offer three exhibits. I'll take the easy one first. One is a photograph of my client, Taylor Shabusiness, either laying on a bed or sitting. And then there's a phone next to her, and the phone has a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer on her phone. So they're together. We all know that Jeffrey Dahmer was the worst serial killer in Wisconsin history. There are a lot of negative memories and thoughts and commentary. People watch that trial on TV with Attorney Boyle and Attorney Wendy Patricus in Milwaukee County. The state is trying to link my client with Jeffrey Dahmer by offering these exhibits. Additionally, the other Cellebrite exhibits that Mr. Lassay wishes to produce and proffer to the court as an exhibit are, could I see those please again? They contain references to satanic Bible, flaming pentagram, Satan, Jeff Boyardee, Jeffrey Dahmer, cadaver definition, Jeffrey Dahmer's butt, Jeffrey Dahmer walking in all sexy in court, rare Jeffrey Dahmer GIF, GIF, and things of that sort. And some of these items, searched items, date from 2/19 of 2022, going back to 2/6 of 2022. And I would argue that although 2019 of 2022 is fairly close in time to the alleged incident, the other ones are not. But I would argue that this information is highly prejudicial, and any probative value is substantially outweighed by the danger of unfair prejudice. I believe, and I would argue on behalf of my client, that if this information comes in, she's going to be painted in the worst light possible, with probably, maybe, the worst killer in human history. And I don't believe that that is fair, but the court has to make that call. But I'm just making the arguments on her behalf. I don't think it's necessarily relevant. There is other information here that the state can rely on, but they do not need to go down this road. This is going to be a trial within a trial. It's going to create a sideshow. This is not the Jeffrey Dahmer case. It is not. This is different. The other Cellebrite extraction report also contains various pictures of what is reported to be Jeffrey Dahmer. And it seems like there are 27 data files here. Some of them, my client, they're little thumbnail pictures here. But if the jury sees this, I have a concern that they're going to immediately think that my client is in that category, just like him. I don't know, but I think it's unduly prejudicial. I think it's unfair, and I would ask that the court consider these arguments on her behalf, that this information not come in. I don't believe it's necessarily relevant. People do searches on the internet all the time. People do dumb things. They search for weird things. They search for odd things, but I don't see how this is even relevant to what we're talking about in this particular case. And I'd argue that the court at least consider an oral motion from me for a mistrial, because the state is going into this issue of Jeffrey Dahmer, going down this road to try and paint her in the worst light possible and create a sideshow. So I'd ask that you consider a motion for mistrial, because this information has already come in. Thank you very much.
Mr. Lizay.
Your Honor, I think the information is relevant. The state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Ms. Shabusiness intended to engage in this conduct, that she intended to kill Shad Therian, that she intended to dismember his body. Her interest in Jeffrey Dahmer is relevant to this case. She, I assume, is going to argue either that she didn't intend to do this, or certainly is going to argue in the second phase of the trial that she had some sort of mental illness that caused her to do this. The state's position clearly is that no, she did this because she wanted to do this. This is something that interests her. Frankly, we haven't seen her interview yet, but I anticipate that her interview is going to be consistent with that, that this is something that interested her, that she liked what she did in this case. And her interest in Jeffrey Dahmer and the things that he did and the awful things that Attorney Frelich talked about, her interest in him is relevant to that point. It suggests that she had an interest in these things. It is not something that was done solely because of the methamphetamine, or that was done as an accident, or was some sort of reckless behavior, or that was the result of a mental illness. It's the state's position that she did so because she was interested in that. And for that reason, these things are highly relevant.
I haven't seen the photo. Can I see the photo?
You can.
Your Honor, I would ask that you consider taking a look at the two Cellebrite documents as well, because they've got thumbnail photos on them.
Sure. So we'll mark all of these so we know what we're speaking of. Any particular preference as to order? Okay, Cellebrite report noting searched items 35, that'll be number 99. Cellebrite report, the extraction report, noting data files 27 on the top, that'll be 100. And the photo will be 101. So, Mr. Lizay, your reference to Ms. Shabusiness having an interest in this kind of thing, is that a different way of saying motive?
I think it is. I mean, I do think that it is motive evidence, because it's suggestive of the fact that once she went down this road, that she enjoyed this and that she did this for her own pleasure and out of her own curiosity and interest, which, again, I think we haven't seen the interview yet, but there are several statements within the interview that are consistent with that. I would note the court has seen the video. The court has had the benefit of seeing the interview. It has not been presented to the jury.
Your Honor, I believe that my client also told Detective Groff that they were buddies. I believe my client told Detective Groff that Mr. Shad Therian and her were buddies.
Okay, how does that go to what I'm looking at here? I agree with you. I think she did tell him that. I recall her saying that. How does that go to this, though, Mr. Frehley?
Well, the state is trying to talk about intent to kill and that she wanted to do this and all of that. I'm letting the court know that these two people were friends. They're buddies.
So I'm having a little bit of a difficult time. I'm looking at Exhibit 99. That one seems pretty straightforward as far as timestamps, because there's a column for timestamps. And I can see what appears to be dates of searches. Exhibit 100, it may be on here, but I'm not laying my hands on it. The only date I'm seeing would appear to be the extraction date, although I don't know that. They're all dated March 8 of 2022, which is after this event. So I guess I'm concerned that I'm not reading this correctly, because I want to make sure that I address all the issues that Mr. Frelick has brought up, including timing. I mean, if we're talking about something that, for example, one of the events that I noticed on here appears to have an older date, but maybe you can address that for me. Before I let you move on Exhibit 100, page 3 at the top, I see under metadata title, it says capture time, October 22nd, 2013. You can only assume that that's the date that it was uploaded onto the internet as opposed to the date that she was looking at it, but I don't know those things from looking at this.
Correct, and I think through the witness, we would anticipate eliciting testimony that those pictures appeared to have been captured by Ms. Shabusiness on February 12th of 2022. I think the date listed on the phone is the last date in which that photo was modified, which actually I think is probably the date Google received the preservation letter. That seems to be most consistent with that March 8th of 2022 date. So I think certainly the state would have to provide some additional information through the witnesses to clarify the date. But I believe that the officer's own report indicates that when she looked at those same pictures on the phone, they were part of those screenshots, device screenshots, that those were largely viewed on February 12th of 2022. And then the Google warrant just sort of confirmed the information that was seen on the screenshots.
We have no guarantee of that, Your Honor. It's confusing as to what date these items were downloaded, what dates they really pertain to.
And then, Mr. Lizay, when I look at Exhibit 99, I'm looking at, you know, various what I'll call searches. When I look at page 2 of 99, the Jeffrey Dahmer references seem to commence at item 14. Above that, there's references to other things. But I'm particularly interested in your assertion as to relevance of searches about Satanic Bible Online. I see that specific search once. The next, that's number item 1. Item 2 is Satanic Bible. It's a different search, but it's similar. Item 3, flaming pentagram. Where's the relevance of that?
And I think that just shows her period interest, that this is an intentional act, because she has interests that are outside the norm that would suggest this type of conduct.
That's completely speculative, Your Honor. I mean, people have a right under the Constitution, First Amendment, to look at things. I just don't see the relevance here for that.
I think for that same reason, it's also not terribly prejudicial. You know, frankly, the state's largest concern is the Dahmer information. I think that's the most relevant. I think the cadaver definition search was also somewhat relevant. I mean, it shows her interest in death and corpses, which, you know, part of the mutilation of this body, the defleshing and the things that happened to Shad after he died, I think are consistent with that highly unusual interest in things like death and cadavers and things that Jeffrey Dahmer did.
Well, here's what I'm gonna rule. First of all, I do think that searches. First of all, it's been referenced by counsel that obviously Jeffrey Dahmer is a unusual figure in the history of this state, and certainly the acts perpetrated by him were difficult for the community to comprehend, and he's again a very unusual figure, and I think the public has a general sense of what that individual is about because he received a great deal of publicity. I'm looking here and I see from looking at these reports there was a great deal of interest demonstrated in that, and I think that's relevant. I do. So I'm satisfied that regarding the references to him, that that's appropriate testimony. I'm not as satisfied as to some of these other items. I see two searches for satanic Bible references. Looks like three for Satan. Looks like two perhaps for pentagram. And I'm not necessarily satisfied that those particular searches relate to anything particular in this case other than to make someone look bad. And that's not what this case is to be about. So I'm satisfied that regarding Exhibit 99, those references aren't relevant. What can you tell me, Mr. Lizay, about the Jeff Boyardee?
That's actually a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer on a can, so it's sort of a meme that involves Jeffrey Dahmer. I think the picture is actually in the other exhibit. It's probably very small.
Okay. So I'm going to find that's relevant based upon that representation. At the same time, I want to make sure that before we start tomorrow, that we have a brief voir dire of a witness regarding time frames, because I want to make sure that there's a relevant time frame for this testimony. So I'm going to permit the limited testimony that I've indicated. I'm going to allow then exhibits 99, 100, and I'm going to allow 101 as well. I think it's relevant. However, Exhibit 99, I don't want any reference from the witness to the first nine items. The other items, including the cadaver definition, I'm going to permit. I think those are relevant to this case as well. I have not delved as deeply into 100, but the ruling is going to be the same. It looks like photographs, Mr. Lizay referenced earlier that he believes the reference to Jeff Boyardee may be, the photos may be in the other exhibit, that is, the references in 99 may have the photos in 100. And I believe I see that at item 8 on 100.
If I recall correctly, I think all of the photos in that exhibit in 90, is it 99 or 100 that has the photos, I think all the photos are Dahmer related.
All right. I'm going to allow those references in.
Your Honor?
I see item 15 there. I don't know what that's a, can't read it. It looks like some sort of text on page 3 of exhibit 100. I'll reserve ruling particularly on that. And when I say ruling on it, I'm authorizing these exhibits to be testified to the extent that I've already authorized and not any further than that. And the only real issue is, what will be redacted if this for some reason goes to the jury, and what the witness will be allowed to testify about. For example, when I reference item 15 in 100, I don't know what that is. So I'm going to want to know what that is before she's permitted to testify about it. So that's the ruling. But Mr. Freilich, you had something else you wanted to add. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to clarify and make sure I understand, Your Honor, that the meme, you know, it's a meme. It says Jeff Boyardee. I looked at it. Are you saying that that can come in? I would argue and ask the court to reconsider not allowing that in because it's a meme. There's all kinds of memes out there, and it really doesn't mean anything.
Well, except that if it's a Jeffrey Dahmer meme, I think it comes under the ruling that I made. So, and that's, I observe that in item 8 on exhibit 100. I see that meme. But you know, here's what I'll indicate, Mr. Freilich. There's going to be a brief voir dire of this witness tomorrow morning, and I'll give you a chance to ask about that meme. Okay.
Okay, Your Honor.
And then I'll certainly rule further on it. At this time, I'm ruling that those are coming in, but I'll hear from you after the voir dire portion.
Okay, Your Honor. And I totally respect the court's ruling and all of that, but I'd like to make another motion, and that would be that I think it's Exhibit 101 with the picture of my client and the phone with the picture of Jeffrey Dahmer on the phone. Would the court consider excluding that on grounds that it's really duplicitous if the Cellebrite, you know, text references of Jeffrey Dahmer are going to come in, then why do we need to have that picture of her with the phone? Because it's a phone. It's just a picture of him on a phone. You know, I can understand all of these arguments, but I would argue that that picture, the actual picture, would be not necessarily relevant, and it would be duplicitous. I think the jury would get it, you know, if the other stuff comes in. So thank you.
Mr. Lizay, any response to that?
Your Honor, I think for the same reasons that the court had noted earlier regarding photographs, I think sometimes photographs are just a more powerful way of being able to view that than simply a description. And I think particularly seeing the smile on Ms. Shabizness's face as she's next to Jeffrey Dahmer, I think is relevant and admissible. And I'm not offering to publish all of the other photographs that are specifically listed in there. We selected one photograph to be able to publish, essentially.
For the first of all, I see that I believe that Exhibit 101 is different than Exhibits 99 and 100 for this reason. 99 and 100 demonstrate searches, an interest in getting information about and learning more about and spending some of your time thinking about a particular individual. Exhibit 101 communicates something different, and I'm satisfied that it's an appropriate exhibit to receive into evidence. For the reasons that have been set out here, I think demonstrating that interest in this individual, nothing else, it demonstrates the interest that she had in this kind of behavior. But in addition, I think, you know, and I referenced it earlier, when the word interest is used, I think that is a motive concept. And for those reasons, I'm going to admit that. Mr. Freilich, your objections are duly noted. And what I want to do is I'd like to ask the state to see if you can get that witness here by 8:15 so we can start that voir dire process before the jury comes in, because if I understand how things work, we'll probably run past 8:30 with that and the jury will be waiting for us. So if we can get that witness here by 8:15 to start that process. Okay, so I've ruled on those issues, and you can agree or disagree with them, but those are the rulings I made. Anything else for the record this evening, Mr. Saunders?
No, I don't believe so.
Mr. Freilich, anything else for this evening?
Your Honor, I'd ask respectfully if the state could give me a copy of Exhibits 99, 100, and 101, and then I'd like a copy of the exhibit that's going to be presented to the court with the redactions.
Okay. Well, as far as redactions go, I think my ruling, I'm not going to take pen in hand this evening and make those redactions. What I can tell you is, Mr. Lizay, were you intending on publishing 99 and 100 to the jury in their entirety?
No.
Okay. So the redactions will occur if it goes to the jury. It's not going to be published to the jury, so I don't think we need to take pen in hand. They're not going to be testified about at all. But so the redactions I'm ordering that these exhibits can only be testified to the extent that I haven't prohibited the references that I've made, and that's specifically on page one of exhibit 99, items 1 through 9. So again, I'm not going to take a black marker. So when you ask for a redacted version, you're not going to get it. If it comes to the jury requesting for it, and then we argue whether they should get it at all, if I order that it goes to the jury, then that would be redacted and there would be the use of a black pen. Mr. Fraley.
I understand. Your Honor?
Yes.
I did reserve that motion. I'd make a motion for mistrial because the state went off on this tangent sideshow of Jeffrey Dahmer. I ask you to consider that.
If it's relevant and admissible information, I hardly see it as a basis for a mistrial.
I'm satisfied. So, Mr. Fralick, I appreciate the motion. I'm satisfied that the ruling that I've made today, first of all, I'm satisfied that the exhibits that I'm receiving are relevant. And so I'm not going to grant a mistrial based upon that because I've received them as relevant. Short of that, nothing else has been testified to. So I've ordered that some of these items in here I don't believe are relevant. And I believe to bring them in, for example, searches for Satanic Bible, Satanic Bible online, I think those are more prejudicial than probative, those references. And so I've indicated I'm going to exclude those references. And so they haven't been testified to about yet. So I'm not going to grant a mistrial on those grounds because no one's referenced them yet. Other than there was one reference made, I will note that. There was one reference briefly made to that, but it was in a very offhanded summary kind of a fashion. The point is, I don't want the any further references made to how many searches there that occurred for those type, the pentagram, Satanic Bible, anything of that nature, Satan. There's no more need to go into that. There was a brief reference made to it. I'm satisfied that isn't the ground for a mistrial in this case, but I'm not going to let further inquiry be made regarding that. So, Mr. Fralick, your motion is denied, but it's duly noted.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very good. Then with that, we are concluded for the evening. We'll see you at 8:15 tomorrow.
You're listening to True Crime Today in the Hidden Killers podcast continuous coverage of the trial of Taylor Shabusiness, Nightmare in Wisconsin.
Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage.
More raw trial audio next.